Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How can you be more mindful in your life? I know you're hearing all the big buzzwords, all the excitement. Mindfulness is in and has been the last couple years. In truth, it's been in for a couple thousand years, but you know, this mindfulness revolution has swept America, especially everybody in Silicon Valley is meditating and taking on stoicism. Everyone's exciting to pay attention and to bring their presence and aliveness to the moment. How can you do it? Because a lot of people, they're frankly not naturally good at mindfulness. If you think about it, they're caught in these reactive traps. You know, they're always impulsively reacting to things, and they don't feel centered. They don't feel peaceful. They don't feel connected to the moment. And frankly, those are things that just take training in the modern world. Hey, maybe those things came to people naturally, you know, 100 or 1,000 years ago. They certainly don't today. You're constantly distracted. Your attention is constantly broken into. So what could you do to feel a little bit more of that aliveness and connection with life that comes through mindfulness? Well, here's my big tips for you. Number one, start out learning to observe where you are. And what I mean by that is, you know, mindfulness,
while we all think it's a meditative trick up here, and we'll talk about meditation, it's great. But as much as we think of mindfulness as the mind, I like to think about it too as the full activation of your senses in the moment. What that means is a lot of people, they'll walk into a restaurant, they'll see their friend, they'll walk over their friend, they'll sit down, they'll eat a meal, and everything, but they never actually looked around the restaurant. They never smelled the smells in the restaurant. They never breathed the air in the restaurant in sort of intentionally. And so they weren't really in the environment or the situation. We've learned to block out distractions so much so that we can focus. We've also learned to block out then life. So observe where you are. Bring your full senses to your next experiences. Observation of the setting, the context. Where am I right now? What's the color of the walls? What's it smell like here? What's it feel like here? What's this environment? Look, human beings, we do have a natural ability to pay attention to our environment. I want you to activate that again consciously. Notice where you are, and the more you do that, the more you'll start to feel presence in life. Second, observe how you are. What I mean by that is, observe how you're interacting with the environment. Observe, how are you sitting right now? How are you breathing right now? How do you feel right now? Observe that more consistently to see, how am I being in this relationship right now with this person? How am I speaking to them? How do I probably sound to them? Observing self in situations starts bringing a more mindful mentality to us. It also allows us over the long term to be more intentional. Because you know what? The more you observe yourself, the more you start seeing things you don't like about yourself. Gosh, I don't like how I talk to her. I don't like how I'm missing my children even being in the room with me because I'm not paying attention. I don't like how I feel continually. I'm always anxious and negative. It all comes and all improvement from there begins by observing it, paying attention to it, right? So observe where you are, observe how you are, and then specifically observe your impulsive thoughts. Those impulsive thoughts that come up that I always call, you know, the drama mind, the first immediate reactions to things which in the modern world are usually not the most, I would say, best response, right? We get all upset about something. Take a beat. Distance yourself from stimulus and response. Step in that space in between and be intentional. What do I want here? What would serve here? How would my highest self respond here? I would say my biggest breakthrough in mindfulness came as a 19-year-old kid when I learned that, to ask, how would my better self respond to this situation versus being a child all the time being so upset? You gotta let go of that anger. If you've seen my episode on that, please watch it. You've gotta find that place where you say, how would a better version of myself engage in this situation? By asking that, it's not about guilting yourself. It's about growing yourself, about looking for opportunities for you to engage situations less impulsively. Because that impulsiveness, we think our natural automated response to things, that's being mindful. It's being true. You don't understand, Brendan. I'm just being authentic with how I feel. Now you're being rude. Two different things, you know, because we do live in a social environment. Well, I had to speak my truth. I'm like, yes, speak your truth. But know whether your truth is coming from your wounds, those times in your life where you're upset. Is your real self coming from the weak self? The worry, the concern, the fear, the anger, the regret, the bad times, the old stories? Or is speaking your truth speaking that soul level of intelligence? So is your truth coming from a place of wisdom or wounds? And you need to know that, because this person speaking from the wound, that's not mindful. That's the child mind. That's the drama mind. That's the immediate impulse to protect, when sometimes the immediate impulse should be to engage and serve. And we have to know that. So bring more intention into it. And the last big idea is to start learning to do all this not just in real time, like those experiences, in where you're at, how you're feeling, what you're thinking, but in what I call extended growth time, which is meditation. You know, you'll never learn to observe your thoughts more and be more mindful than when you just close your eyes, focus on your breath, hear your thoughts, but let them just come in and pass, and get to a point where you can find a little bit of emptiness inside, create a little white space inside so all the noise and all the thoughts aren't hitting you and impacting, they're just kind of glancing. And then at some point, as you meditate more and more and more throughout your life, less and less thoughts pervade, less and less thoughts win, more thoughts bounce off, and suddenly you start to find an emptiness and a space. And from that emptiness and space, as you get to experience that more, you get to use that more in those moments where stimulus and response are immediately happening. You start to find more space in there because now you're more mindful of time. That meditative practice opens up that space between stimulus and response, and you develop that skill set in practice. See, a lot of people don't understand meditation, while it gives you all the benefits we've learned, immediately drops your stress levels, allows you more self-control in your life, allows you to access more positive ranges of feelings on a consistent basis. In that way, meditation is kind of like practice for real life. In practicing opening up your mind, not letting thoughts hit you, finding space, paying attention to your breath, then in real life, that distance between stimulus and response elongates. You find your breath, you find your intention, you find good feelings in that space, and now you respond as a more mindful person. Try these things more often in your life. Not only will you feel just more mindful on a continual basis, you'll start to feel what we call the charge life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I'd like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125.
212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.